You've got the concept and you've got the passion, but where do you go from here? Womenpreneur Strategies for Success is here to help you learn the exact tools, mindset shifts, and proven growth strategies to build the business you want while still having a life. You've got the will. Let us help you find the way. With your host, successful entrepreneur, Smita Singh.
Hello and welcome to Womenpreneur Strategies for Success podcast. Thank you so much, y'all, for joining me today to learn from another amazing entrepreneur. I am so thankful to all of you, my dear listeners, my bold and fearless entrepreneurs. We are nearing 20,000 downloads, and I am so, so grateful that you're enjoying this podcasting journey with me. Podcasting has been the best thing I've done for me and my business. I totally love it. And I've found clients via podcasting. I've connected with so many incredible entrepreneurs through podcasting. I'm totally in love with this medium. I just totally enjoy it. If you'd like to join our Facebook group, send me an email at smita@womenpreneursuccess.com. Yes, I have finally started a private Facebook group. And this is going to be for the bold and fearless entrepreneurs that want to take action today. As you all know, I'm very passionate about taking action in your business. I keep talking about the Zig Ziglar quote that doesn't leave my head. It says, "You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great." So let's get started on whatever you're working on, and for you to be held accountable and to get tips and strategies for and actionable tips for your business, go ahead and send me an email, smita@womenpreneursuccess.com, and I will send you an invitation to join our private Facebook group. Also, hang around till the end today. I'll be giving you two actionable tips that you can use in your business. So this is something new that I'm starting because I want to make sure that I give you a ton of value. I really, really want you all to succeed and I want to do whatever it takes. So I will be giving you actionable tips at the end of every episode. So make sure that you hang around and do it. And I'll tell you a way to keep you accountable for that. All right. So today we are talking to Lindsay Anderson. She is a web strategy expert who works with small businesses to help them grow their business. She's the founder and CEO of two companies, Web Impact with a K, a successful web development company, and Lindsay's Web, an online resource for small business owners to learn about ranking on search engines, newsletters, analytics, social media, pay-per-click ads, websites, blogging, and the list goes on and on. She utilizes web technologies to help small business owners achieve their dreams. We really hit it off in this interview. She has two kids almost the same age as mine, and it was heartening to see the same drive and positivity that I feel. You can do anything you can set your mind to. Even with two young kids, she's done it just like me. I really admire her persistence. The one thing she said really stuck in my mind. She said her first year after she started her Web Impact, she put her head down and worked on her content and marketing. I completely resonate with her, and it was almost as if she was reading my mind. I believe in consistency. And as a Woody Allen quote goes, 80% of work is showing up. So show up and keep giving value. It will come back to you tenfold, and we both are testament to it. She walks us through an online sales funnel that you can build for your business. Make sure you listen to that, and it'll give you a bird's eye view of the important aspects about the flow of your business. So let's get right into it with this fun and informational content with Lindsay Anderson. Hi, Lindsay. How are you doing?
Hi, Smita. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm doing great today. How about you? Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming on our show. You're doing great. Now you're going great. All of the stuff that you're doing with your web strategy. I'm really excited. You're my first ever guest to talk about web strategy.
I noticed that, and I'm really excited about it because there's so much to learn, and it can really change your business.
I agree completely, and I think it's so important. A lot of us tend to kind of just focus on, let's just get this done. But I think it's so important to just kind of sit down and look at the big picture and kind of figure all of that stuff out. So let's talk about a lot of fun stuff. We're going to be talking about a lot of fun stuff today. I do want to kind of dig into some of the things and then we'll take it from there. But before I do that, I want to ask you, what was your first ever job?
That is a great question. You know what? My first ever job that one day maybe I will go back to, I was managing a swimming pool. So I've always kind of been an entrepreneur that way. So when I was 15, I was managing a little local pool and I was reading like how to effectively manage people at 15 years old. And it was actually kind of fun because I was always out in the sun. But you know, that's not so good for the skin.
Wow.
But
no, yeah, that's right. But at 15, you were like, okay, this is going to be it. We're going to be an entrepreneur someday.
Yes. And then shortly thereafter, I developed a piece of software where swimming pools could schedule swimming lessons. So I've always kind of,
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. But it didn't go very far because back in the day, a lot of swimming pools didn't have computers in their facilities because the water would kind of ruin the computers, but I think now, I'm sure there's 100 products like that now.
Absolutely, but that's really nice. So you did that, and then what kind of got you into your own web strategy business?
Yeah, so thank you for asking. Essentially, I went to college, and to be quite frank, I'm like, I don't really know what I want to do. So it was like, take a couple of computer classes, to which I promptly fell in love because, as I said, I was an entrepreneur. And so when you know a lot about tech and the online things, like you can pretty much do whatever you want. So so I decided to go into that. So I graduated with a degree in information systems, and then I got a job as a contractor. I got paid a lot of money to drive out to this nuclear waste facility and program nuclear waste software. Well, that was extremely boring. So at night, I would come home and I would make websites. So one of my first websites was for a jewelry company here in my local town, and like everyone knew them. And when they came to me and they agreed that I could do their website, I was so excited. Truth be told, I probably did that website for about 10 cents an hour for as much work as I put into it. But it was worth it. Like, you have to take baby steps. And I got them under my belt. And then I was able to go to other people and be like, look what I've done. And so eventually I ended up, taking the big leap, which we all do as entrepreneurs, where we leave that the comfort of our full-time gig and decide to really branch out and make some magic happen. So I did that, and I've been developing websites, doing web strategies, and creating custom software for the past 12 years.
Nice. Wow. So I know it's always, we tend to look at the big picture and we're like, okay, hey, great, we did this. It's not always an easy road. And we all as entrepreneurs know that we have our ups and we have our downs. And, you know, we have days that are like, oh my God, wonderful. And we're like, oh my God, what just happened?
It's tough.
It is.
And it's lonely,
right?
To be an entrepreneur. It's really lonely.
It is. And a lot of times, you know, I'm kind of branching into the online world now, and it's hard for me to explain to people sometimes because I'm like, okay, I do this and I do podcasting and I do coaching, and I'm not sure how to explain it to somebody who's not really into the online world.
You can't. Smita, don't try to explain this to your mom. She will not understand.
I know. You know, it's interesting. But tell us, I want to kind of know, what is your strategy, your personal strategy to get up from a failure and say, you know what, this happened, I didn't really expect this, but I'm going to get up and do it better.
Right.
How do you get up and say, okay, I'm just going to, do you like take a day? You're like, okay, I'm going to wallow in my little, you know, world.
Well, we all do that.
That's what I do. I know. I'm like, for one whole day, I'll just be sulking and I'll tell my husband and I'll be like, what? This just didn't happen. You know,
oh, our poor husband.
How do you
right?
get up? I know, right? So how do you overcome failure?
Smita, that's a great question because, you know, over the past 12 years, I have definitely had my fair share of failure. So, you know, I am a web developer and web developers are a dime a dozen. Like everyone's brother's cousin's dog is a web developer. And so we have definitely had our ups and downs because it is such a competitive industry. And so I have been through times where it's like, I have got to go and check the mail so that I can pay these employees. Like, this is some scary times. You know, you have taxes and offices and there's just so much. What I try to do, and I try to, you know, do some self-talk, is you have just got to put your head down, do one day at a time, and keep taking those small steps forward to just make progress. So you mentioned in your intro that I do Lindsay's Web, which is basically an online place where businesses can go and find actionable web strategies that you'll actually understand. I'm not a tech person that talks clear up here, that uses all this jargon that you're not going to understand. So Lindsay's Web is a place where, like, if you don't know what Google is, like, I probably have an article about that, like the difference between Google and Internet Explorer, right? So when I first started that back in September, I said, I don't care if anyone reads this, if anyone likes my Facebook page, I do not care. I'm going to put my head down, and for 1 year, I'm going to do it. Now, it's exceeded my expectations, gotten me more relationships and business than I could have ever imagined, but you just have to take on the day, one step at a time. What can you do today to accomplish your goals?
I love that. And do you set weekly goals?
Yes, weekly goals. In fact, my husband and I, as a family, we sat down every Sunday night and set out weekly goals. You set out daily goals. Zig Ziglar is, you know, we all know Zig, but he has the best way of putting it, where it's, how much work do you get done the day before you go on vacation? We all get a ton of work done mm-hmm. that day because we know we're going to be out. So if you can approach every day like it's the day before a vacation, you're going to get a lot done.
I love that. I have, you know, I've heard Zig Ziglar's stuff, but I have never heard that. So that's going to
It's true, right? It's
now.
So
it
true.
Is.
Except for
it
we
is.
Don't get the vacation payoff, but maybe 2 years from
that's
now,
right.
you will
that's
achieve
right.
your dreams. So
mm-hmm. I love that. So you all sit down as a family on Sunday night. And I really love that. I do the opposite. So what I do is I sit down and I write my goals and I give it to my husband because I have to be held accountable.
Yes.
So he's my accountability partner. I tell him, here you go. So in 1 week, you can ask me if I did this. And then he'll ask me like midweek check-in. And I'm like, oh my God, don't even talk to me right now.
So is your husband, I'm going to call it woo-woo. Like, does your husband believe yeah. in the whole woo-woo, create goals, create a vision board, like all that kind of thing? Or is he mostly
you know,
there
he didn't. He didn't at one point. He was just like, you're crazy, you know, because I was corporate, then I went into retail, and I've been doing retail for a while and literally like did it from scratch, built a whole retail store from scratch. And, you know, he's like, what is this whole online thing? No,
wow.
It took me a little bit of time to kind of get him conditioned and get him understood. But, you know, I think it's so amazing. I mean, the one thing that really he didn't understand at first, which I think a lot of people don't understand, is that for all of us, our number one goal is to give.
Yes.
That abundance mentality, I think, is something that I see with everybody, each one of us. And that's that mindset shift that really takes you from brick and mortar or corporate job to going into the online world where you're like, giving. And I think that's that, you know, as soon as you make that shift, everything kind of falls into place. What do you think?
I totally agree. Like, you know, that's why, you know, most religions and churches believe you've got to like give 10%. It's not even yeah. that they want to collect that. It's because they know that when you are giving, you're outside of yourself and you're not thinking about your own problems. But if you can make other people successful, it will come back to you
exactly.
500 times.
Exactly. I agree completely. I love that.
And Smita, I think you should start a secondary podcast where it's a husband entrepreneurial support, where they have
right?
these wives that are entrepreneurs.
I know. We should totally
supported.
Do that together.
Yeah.
Yes. We should co-host
yeah,
it. Oh my gosh, that's an awesome
Your
idea.
Your husband first, my husband next.
Sounds good. Wonderful. So, Lindsay, let's talk a little bit about the nitty-gritty.
Okay. I love it.
Sounds good. I know. So I want to start off with you. You do web strategy. That definitely encompasses a lot of things.
It does.
I kind of want to pick out a couple of things that I feel that if an online marketer puts it into place, almost immediately you can kind of see a shift. And one of the things I think is an online funnel, right? Be it a sales funnel, an email funnel. It's not a one size fits all. It's something that each of us has to tweak it and make it work for our particular audience. Now, as a generality, can you give us maybe a step-by-step process of how can somebody put an online sales funnel into place, maybe starting from their website, and how do they go about that?
Perfect. Good question. Essentially, things can get so overwhelming in the online world. It's like I have to email market and I have to Facebook this and I have to do all this. So like my most successful clients, they probably have 20 landing pages and tons of different email marketing strategies and a million different videos, but that can be very overwhelming and you have to review it as like a step by step. You have to start with online funnel one. So if you've never created an online web funnel, which let me explain to the audience what that is real quick. It's essentially grabbing people, letting them get to know you and hopefully driving them to a page where you can actually sell them something. So the best way to do that right now to get the most bang for your buck is definitely picking a social media channel and start putting yourself out there. I recommend number one is going to be a Facebook. So as a small business, go please set up your Facebook page. It is different than a profile page. It's definitely a business page. You can Google it. You can go to lindsaysweb.com and find out what that is. Create a page for your company and then start posting valuable content, content that will make people trust you, content that will let people get to know you. My most popular Facebook post to this day is a picture of my son. It really had very little to do with online marketing, but people felt like that they really could relate to me. Not only that, I have customers. I had a gal I just got off the phone with in Texas, and I do videos all the time. I put myself out there, and she talks to me like we are the best of friends because she feels like she knows me. So that's the true power of social. You've got to put yourself out there. Tell people about you. Tell them things that your competitors are going to be like, please don't tell people that because it will develop that relationship of trust. So start posting those things on Facebook. Make a goal. 3 times a week, I'm going to post on Facebook. And learn a little bit about Facebook marketing. You can go into Facebook and you can target ads to get people to like your page. So like, let's say your target market is women in San Diego between the ages of 30 and 40 with toddlers at home. You can go into Facebook and say, Facebook, show those women my ads. It's different than any other marketing in history because you don't have to show it to a blanket full of people on the radio, but you know you're talking to mothers. And so you can craft your message. Essentially, get those mothers to like your Facebook page, show them content, and then once in a while, it's an 80-20 rule. You only want to sell 20% of the time. I say sell even less than that because when you put on the sales mode, people get really iffy about that. Every once in a while, I'll say, hey folks, come over to my website and get my free white paper or my free video series, or I will address this pain point by telling you the specific information, but there is one condition. I need your email address. You do that once in a while, you start collecting email addresses. You can do this very simply and freely through a piece of software called MailChimp. Obviously, when you get a bit more advanced, you can go over to like a Constant Contact or something, but start collecting those email addresses. Everyone you see, collect their email addresses. I get off price quote phone calls all the time and I say, hey, I'm going to add you to my list. Can I get your email address? Don't be shy because email marketing is gold. It's amazing. So essentially, so we're going to drive them from Facebook to your website to your email list. And then
Lindsay, can I interrupt you really quick? Sorry.
I get very excited.
No, absolutely. I love it. But I do want to ask you really quick. How do you have any tools or any tips of converting your Facebook likes into emails?
Yes, you're definitely figure out what their pain point is, and you're going to run the so once you get a Facebook following, so like say I have 5,000 people, then I'm going to run an ad just to those 5,000 people because they already know me. They're already seeing my content. Chances are much better that those people are going to come over to my website and get my white paper or my free video series. It goes back to what we were talking about before. You have to give in order to receive. So give them something awesome, something you put a lot of your heart and time into, a video series, a white paper, and they will give you their email address. Then you can run. So you're going to run an ad just to your fans because they already know. You see, we're bringing them down through the funnel. You're going to run an ad just to your fans. Hey, here's this. Please give me your email address. I promise I will only email you once or twice a month type of thing. Mm-hmm. Does that answer your question?
Absolutely. So when you're getting them to your Facebook, that's your top of the funnel.
That is correct. You're like and campaign. Then
right. And then your next step would be to go ahead and give them something for free, and you're getting their email address.
That
so that's
correct.
Your next step.
That is correct.
You're kind of slowly bringing them down.
Slowly bringing them
down. And then, right. So then once you get your email address, you're sending them some kind of an email campaign that you do.
Yes.
Okay.
And
do you have any tips on how many times a week should you be kind of, or it completely depends on what that particular product is?
Unfortunately, it depends on how particular your product that is. I mean, it depends on their threshold. And that's something let's talk about positive thinking a bit. Like when you are email marketing, you are going to get people unsubscribing.
Mm-hmm.
My business coach, Jim Palmer, who you actually interviewed earlier, he had the perfect way of saying it. He's like, send those to trash. Do not look at them. I mean, it's just going to happen when you email market. So that's a helpful tip. Like, don't let it play mind games with you that people are unsubscribing. Just plow ahead, but email market to them. And by that time, they're going to be seeing your emails. They're going to be trusting your message. And when the time is right, sell them your product and they will buy.
Nice. I like that. Do you have any particular, let's talk about some metrics and some conversions there. I'm really passionate about that particular piece of the whole thing because I feel that a lot of us just kind of blindly do it. Mm-hmm. You know, even if it's Facebook ads or if it's, I've run Facebook ads for my retail store. And just to, just running an ad or saying, okay, great, likes is great. But the whole thing is about how you figure out who converted, who didn't convert, how do I get them now? So let's talk about maybe some of the basic conversions that people should be looking at. Maybe when somebody's coming on your webpage, how long should they be staying? What are the things that we should be looking for?
Perfect. That's a great question. So number one, even if you feel like this is so far beyond you, number one, get your web developer to install Google Analytics on your website. Even if you never go and look at it, when you finally have the time and your business is in a place where you're ready to get really serious about online marketing and you hire a firm like mine, your web developer will kiss you if you have a year's worth of analytics data to
right.
see this work. Is not. So the cool thing about analytics like that is it's going to tell you who came, where they came from, how long they stayed, if your Facebook marketing is working, and all of that. I mean, number one that, of course, we like to look at is a little metric called bounce rate. So that means when someone comes to your website, how long they're staying. Usually, if you have a very high bounce rate, that means they didn't go to any of the inner pages, and you're probably not selling them very effectively, which means you need to look at your website and do some adjusting. So there's a principle called A/B testing in all of your online marketing. That includes like campaigns, Facebook ads, your website, everything. You always, always, always have to be testing. So I'm a very competitive person, so this is not a problem for me. So if I'm getting, say, on Facebook, if I'm getting people to do a 50-cent like on a particular client, I'm always out the next week trying to get that 48-cent like, even though we've been running that campaign for a year and it, like, hasn't budged. Like, I'm always going for, the next level. So never stop. You can waste a lot of money if you're not doing any testing and if you're not looking at these metrics because – I mean, that's really what it comes down to. The lower the cost of the customer, the more money you make. Facebook marketing is more than what I've just said. I always try to do bite-sized things, but Facebook marketing can be so much more complicated where essentially if you have people that came from Facebook, visited your website, Facebook is going to know who they are, and you can go back to Facebook and say, hey, Facebook, everybody that came to my website but didn't buy anything, now show them this ad. It's called retargeting, and it's really powerful because, you know, they say 12 touches to make a sale. Facebook makes those touches extremely easy. Now, to get those retargeting, what they're called pixels set up and, you know, kind of like digest it all, it can be a it's important, yes, to delegate, but hopefully you can know like an upper, like you can get an understanding. So when you go and ask someone, hey, can you do Facebook marketing? And they say yes, then hopefully you can follow up with, do you do the retargeting thing? And do you do a likes campaign thing? So you can actually know that they know the lingo. You don't have to know how to do it, but, you know a general understanding so you can find the right professional for you.
Absolutely. Great. So let's talk about some of the challenges. So, you know, what, according to you, and you work with a lot of people, what do you think are some of the biggest challenges that women entrepreneurs face?
It's the feeling of overwhelm. As women today, we feel like we should have been where we are going yesterday. And so I feel like people get really, really overwhelmed where we need to, especially, you know, let's take this to online marketing. Like there's email marketing that I talked about. There's all these 100,000 social media channels. There's search engine optimization. There's website. Like it can get really overwhelming. So at my company, Web Impact, we have created an amazing package where it's step by step and it's called Online Consulting and Execution Package, where every month me and the client, we sit down and we say, okay, this is your budget for the month, and this is what we can get done. Maybe it's a new landing page. Maybe it's a new Facebook likes campaign. And then next month, we say, great, we got those done. This is really where I think you should spend your money. If you came to me and asked me to build you an online web funnel, it would be tens and thousands of dollars, right? But this way, we're always making forward momentum. We know we're making progress, and we're just taking it step by step. So a year from now, you have some very robust web funnels where if you would have just got caught up in the overwhelm and kind of sent some email marketing here and run a like campaign here and post once a week on Facebook, you would probably not be too far. Where just targeted, focused, you know, stand the line, keep going. Don't get overwhelmed. Just do it.
Absolutely. Yes. You know, and I think you touched on a very important point. I think we tend to want to see results immediately. And it's so important to see, look at the long term, because everything takes time for you to build that trust. For example, SEO. Wow. You know, I've learned that SEO is not a one-time thing. You can't just say, okay, great, I'm going to put this in my thing, and like in 2 days, I'm going to have thousands of more clicks. Oh, no.
I'm going to make every customer listen to this podcast before I'll take them on as a client.
Right. No, I've really learned that. And I know it takes, even for SEO, and correct me if I'm wrong, it takes about 6 to 10 months.
You know it. Who have you been talking to? Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. That's so important for people to see that it's not, you know, when we see success, we tend to think it's overnight success, but it's really not. It's that slowly but surely, like you said, take bite-sized steps. Keep those goals in mind and keep going. And that's the only way, even if it is with SEO, with your Facebook ads, with your funnels. I mean, all of that takes time. And definitely, you know, have the right guidance.
Yes. Take the shortcuts by asking someone. Don't try to figure it out for yourself. And, you know, SEO, for those that don't know, is search engine optimization. So when people type in red tennis shoes online, what website comes up first? It can be a very time-consuming process. But social media is not the shortcut answer either, because the real value of social media and where it's so powerful is building trust, and you're not going to build trust overnight. So you got to put your head down, be prepared to go for months and months before you actually see a return. I had a lady, a client of mine, and she sold beautiful, beautiful wedding cakes. And I always have this pep talk with clients, hey, before you sign on with me, you've got to give it in for the long haul for 6 months. And between months 3 and 4, you're going to call and want to cancel, because that's just mm-hmm. how it goes, because you're not seeing right. results. So I gave her the other pep talk. She wasn't selling anything, but she was devout and posting her beautiful pictures of her wedding cakes on her social media channels. And we had a beautiful landing page set up, and she would email market, and guaranteed month 5, she sent out a newsletter about a Valentine's Day special, and she was overwhelmed with orders.
Nice.
It just happened because she had built that trust, and then she pulled the trigger on her special, and people are like, yeah, I think I do want that. And that's nice. Just how it works. You put there, if I knew how to make $1 million online overnight, I probably would be on a beach somewhere, right? Because
right.
I'd have the secret. Like, it just right. doesn't happen. It takes time.
That's right.
Do you have a system in place for your business?
As far as, like, social media or?
No, in terms of just a business system. A lot of things, a lot of times when people ask, how do you get so much done? Or I think a lot of times people tend to forget that you can't be putting fires every day.
No.
You've got to have those systems in place to be able to, you know, let it run, and then you're kind of making sure that everything's taken care of.
Yes, and not only are you making sure things are taken care of, but you need to be working on building your business. You need to take
exactly.
some time to market, because you're the entrepreneur, you're the true creative, and no one's going to fill that seat. And your hourly rate should be $1,000 an hour, and you need to ask mm-hmm. yourself, if I am calling this client, is that going to make me $1,000? Chances are it's not. So yes, it's funny you should ask, because the whole systems and delegating is something that I have struggled with and I've been able to overcome recently. We used to have an office full of about 20 employees, and I got really burnt out on the whole employee thing, because I had mm-hmm. a really bad attitude about it. And I just felt like, you know, employees are tough. If you have the wrong attitude, yes. they can be really tough. And so there was a while there that I didn't have a lot of employees, because I was just over it. But in the past 2 years, I've changed my attitude. I've been able to delegate things. You have to write those systems so that even if an employee quits, that someone else can come and take their spot in a week or two.
That's right.
Make sure nobody is, you know, indispensable, but you have to, like, start writing these things down, and automation. I mean, Henry mm-hmm. Ford developed, you know, the car because of, like, automation, and that can happen in all businesses. And technology will help you with that. Basecamp, HiRise, client management systems, everything can be automated.
Exactly. I completely agree. And what made you change your mindset or your attitude?
About employees?
Yes.
Well, because I had to, because I was stuck at making a specific amount of money, and I was out of time. And I thought, there is no other way besides start trusting people that they're going to be on my team, and changing my attitude. If I'm going to make my 7 figures, like, that's what's going to have to happen. And it did, and it works.
Awesome. Awesome. Great. And if you could offer a first time entrepreneur one piece of advice, what would it be?
Definitely just keep a good attitude and stay persistent. If people aren't reading your blog post and they're not reading your social media or engaging with it, just keep going. You must keep going. Are we in the lightning round, by the way?
Not yet.
yeah, just persistence. Put your head down and say, if no one reads this, for the next year, I don't care, because I'm doing it for myself, and it will work, and always have a positive attitude. That was like 5 things.
No, and that's totally fine, because I completely resonate with what you said. So that's, you're totally reading my mind right now.
Perfect. Fast friends.
Awesome. Right. Great. So are you ready now?
I'm sorry. I'm ready. I've been waiting.
Okay, great. I know, right? Great. So what trophy would you want on your mantle?
It would be, trophy would be the most persistent woman in the whole wide world that never gave up.
I like it. I think you're almost there too.
I'm trying.
Yes. Great. What is your guilty pleasure?
This has nothing to do with business, but I don't get very much TV time in, but I will, if I do have some TV time in, I'm definitely watching a Dateline.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, murder mystery. Very positive, right?
Right.
Great. And what are you currently reading?
I am actually currently reading, I just got home from Jim Palmer's Dream Business Academy beautiful San Diego. Hopefully we'll see you at the next one. But he has a new book out called Decide, and that's what I'm reading.
That's right. Nice. And he's amazing. I've talked to him, and, you know, I'm just a big fan of him. I think he's very to the point.
Yes, he is. He has what's called prophet seats. I get up there, and he's pretty much like, I hate this and I hate that, like in front of all these people. But I truly appreciate it. There is no time to screw around.
I completely agree. I'm very much like that. I'm very action-oriented, and I'll tell you black is black and white is white.
Yeah, there's no time for this. So do you have a business? Mm-hmm. You have a business coach, yeah?
I have mentors, but I don't have a coach yet.
Fair enough. Mentors are important as well.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to get one soon. I'm trying to...
You're trying to wiggle it down.
That's right. Exactly. I have too many options.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm
trying to find the right person for my vision.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
But I have a, 2-year and a 5-year goal, and I'm trying to find the right person who can get me there. And I do know it's not one person. It's going to, it's going to be a couple of people. So, yeah, I'm trying to align my troops right now.
That's awesome.
And what is your one productivity hack?
That's a good question. I would say, is getting up at 4 a.m. a productivity hack?
Yeah, I would say so. Get up at 4 a.m. and you work?
Yes.
Or do you?
I have two small children. I have a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old, so they usually get up about 7. So I got to get I usually will get up and I will listen to a positive. I'll listen to a Zig Ziglar podcast or your podcast, some positive podcast. Do a little bit of meditation, and then I'm going to take on the day for the next 2.5 hours till the kiddo is off to school. 4 a.m. Don't be scared of it. It's awesome.
Girl, I love it because I wake up at, not 4. I wake up at about 5.
Well, I will be calling you at 4 because that's a whole hour you're missing out on right there.
I know. I'm telling you. You know, I'm such a deep sleeper, so it's so hard for me to kind of wake up at 5. Five is my time. So I'll wake up and then I do exactly. I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. So we're both really on the same page.
Yeah. And it's very difficult, but it can be done. You can have both. You can have a successful
business
and be a wonderful mother.
I completely, completely agree with you. And you know, that's pretty much 9 to about 2. So I have like 5 solid hours of work and I'm like, this is it. I'm not, there's no social media at that time. There's no, all of that stuff. So
it's before vacation time right there, right?
That's right.
And not only, don't ask me what time I go to bed. That's a
what
whole other topic.
Bed?
Oh, it's pathetic. So it's like 8:30 or 9. So.
Well, that's great because you're getting your sleep. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. I'm not too far behind.
Okay,
I'm
perfect.
Like 10. Great. And what's your personal motto?
I would say imperfect action. Like you just need to definitely, even if you're scared or you're not really sure, like take action today, even if it's not perfect. If you have a spelling error, like just get that blog post out, publish that book, whatever you want to do, just get it done.
Nice. And what would you do different if you were given another chance?
I would say I would get, and we've talked a lot about business coaches and mastermind groups in this call, I would say definitely find a business coach, somebody who has been where you are. They will know all of the shortcuts and all of the mistakes, and they will tell you. So I would have gotten a business coach a very, very long time ago, and I would have joined a mastermind a very, very long time ago. It's something I've only done in the past 3 or 4 years.
Nice. Awesome. And what is the best way to reach you?
Definitely hit me up at lindseysweb.com. That's lindseysweb.com. I have a really cool offer on there right now. It's called a free web consult review. So essentially you go, you fill out a form about your website, any social media channels. You don't even have to talk to me. I will actually record a video and I will review it all for you. I will give you tips on how to improve your social media, tips on how to improve your website conversion, and I will send you a little video. You don't even have to talk to me, although you want to.
I love it. I might do that.
Do
myself.
It. Yeah.
But I really, Lindsay, I really like the fact that you're doing so much video. I think were you always comfortable doing video?
No, I hate, this is a little secret between you and I hate video. It's very, it's just, I'm still not good at it, but you just have to do it. It will convert people. I have so many clients, and every client I say, do video. I probably can count on my fingers and toes how many clients will actually do video. It's not complicated. Get out your smartphone and make it happen. There is no excuse. Do video. People will respond to video than reading a very long blog post. Now I'm going off on a tangent, but video. Do video.
I love it, and I think that really works.
Yes.
So, yes, definitely. I love it. Thank you so much, Lindsay, for coming on, and you've been great. We've had a really fun conversation. Yes. I had a lot of fun today, yes. And I love your energy. I love your positivity.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
So that was Lindsay Anderson. I hope you enjoyed the episode today. You can link up with Lindsay on Twitter and, of course, her website, lindsaysweb.com. All the links and show notes are on our website, womenpreneursuccess.com. Now, for today's actionable tips. Number one, I want you to write down your weekly goals and send it to me. I will personally hold you accountable for it. Email me at smita, S-M-I-T-A, at womenpreneursuccess.com, or better yet, text me at bold, B-O-L-D, and I will be emailing you back, and I will make sure that you do it. So, and trust me, you have to show me your progress. So let's do this. Number one, actionable tip for today, write down your weekly goals and send it to me. Number two, I want you to pick one media channel, only one. And what I want you to do is go and spend. I know you are busy. I know there's a lot of stuff that's going on, but I want you to take out 2 days, 2 or 3 days, and I want you to create content relating to your business for only one media channel for a whole month. That's what I want you to do. One whole month. Focus on creating content only for one media channel. Again, text me at bold, B-O-L-D, and I will keep you accountable, and you will see the results is outstanding. It's you can just knock it out of the park. It's amazing. Alrighty. So these are your two actionable tips. Make sure you do these and make sure you let me know. Every episode, I'll be giving you some actionable tips that you can use in your business right away, and I will help you with it. Now, please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. If you know someone who will make a great fit on the show, email me or go on our website, womenpreneursuccess.com. And it is women, W-O-M-E-N, P-R-E-N-E-U-R, success.com. And if you love our show, please share it with your friends. Don't forget to link up with me on Twitter. I'm on my Twitter handle is at The Smita Singh, S-M-I-T-A-S-I-N-G-H. And on Instagram, I'm on Womenpreneur Success. And of course, don't forget, if you want to join a private Facebook group, text me or send me an email. Got to reach out, man. You got to reach out and you got to let me know so I can get you in the groove. All right. That's it for me today. And thank you so much for letting me hang out in your earbuds.
This concludes another episode of Womenpreneur Strategies for Success. Be sure to visit us at womenpreneursuccess.com so you don't miss any of our tips from some of the industry's leading entrepreneurs, investors, and business owners. Remember, you've got the will. Let us help you find the way. Until next time.